Greetings and welcome to the fourth installment of our podcast series, The Workforce Lens, brought to you by Tarrant County College in North Texas. I am Shannon Bryant, Executive Vice President for Corporate Solutions and Economic Development. I will be your host, moderating strategic conversations with employers and economic developers on all things related to preparing and growing the workforce today and the future. Today, we would like to welcome our guest, Mercedes Bullen, Vice President of External Affairs and Community Relations with Hillwood. Welcome, Mercedes.
Thank you, Shannon. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So, Mercedes, as mentioned, you are with Hillwood. So let's start out. If you would please tell us a little bit about Hillwood, who you are, and all about the vision for Alliance Texas.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've been with Hillwood for about 10 years now. Hillwood is a staple in the North Texas landscape, owned and chaired by Ross Perot, Jr. Hillwood is one of the largest developers in the nation, and one of its greatest development is right here in the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex, Alliance, Texas.
Yes, and growing every day, as I know by going up and down the highway.
Absolutely.
So as one of the largest private real estate developers and investors in the U.S., how did Hillwood build relationships to make Alliance Texas happen? And can you give us some examples of what that's looked like over the years?
Well, the birth of Alliance Texas is really just a fascinating story. It's a story about vision. It's a story about collaboration. Back in the 80s, when Mr. Perot, Ross's father, was putting together projects like Legacy, they were looking at real estate. And this part of the Metroplex, north of Fort Worth, west of Dallas, was really just wheat fields. It was prairie, lots of land. And they knew with the growth that was coming to the area that it was probably going to go up that corridor. Well, at the same time, the airport had commissioned or had asked the FAA to do a study on, where they would need reliever airports. So they approached Mr. Perot for some property to do a general aviation airport for as a reliever airport. And Ross Jr. went to the market and said, okay, do we need an airport here? What kind of facility do you all need to serve the market? And that's where the idea of an industrial airport was born. And it was really that they needed not the general aviation, but something to service industrial, something to service cargo. And Alliance Airport was the first industrial airport. And it was done
in the world, correct?
Yes, in the world. And it was done in cooperation with the city of Fort Worth, with the FAA, and with Hillwood. So that's where it gets its name, is from that alliance.
I see. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, Alliance Texas has had a huge economic impact on the community. I believe, correct me if any of these numbers are incorrect, but right now, as of this moment, $91.98 billion impact on the North Texas economy, with 63,000 jobs added. Can you talk a little bit about the job creation specifically and how that was accomplished? And I also believe you mentioned there was around 533 companies currently, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Amazing.
Amazing numbers. It's absolutely great. And of course, at Hillwood, we like to say $92
billion. Okay. Round up.
Round up. Yes. So $92 billion in its 30-year history. In 2020 alone, that's $8.2 billion. And the way this economic report is calculated is by Insight Research Corporation. It's a company, an outside company that, calculates our economic impact. And so those 533 companies that are in Alliance Texas proper employ those 63,000 employees. Now, that is just our Hillwood's properties. That's just Alliance Texas proper, that 27,000 acres. That's not to say what Alliance Texas launched. That's not the Alliance Texas corridor, the property that Hillwood doesn't own, all of those companies and all of their employees. So truly, I mean, it's its own ecosystem up there. When we started, it was nothing but, like I said, wheat fields and prairie. And you brought jobs. You brought companies. They brought jobs. That brought the need for housing. That brought the need for retail, you know, and on and on and on. So that's what brought that ecosystem. And now you're seeing that billion-dollar impact, multi-billion-dollar impact to the region.
So of those 533 companies, can you talk a little bit about, obviously there's a big retail presence right now, but can you talk a little bit about some of the industries that are encompassed in that entire 533 companies?
Sure. Really, every sector is represented at Alliance. You know, from the residential sector, multifamily, you know, from hospitality, retail, we also have, you know, financial services, medical. You have great hospitals, you know, THR is there, MCA is there. We also have Schwab, Fidelity, industrial. Now you're looking at one of the best logistics center in the nation. You have Amazon, Walmart.com, FedEx, UPS. All of that logistics hub is at Alliance. And certainly, we saw a boom in those industries in the last year with COVID.
Right. Yeah, someone who's had the been fortunate to take the helicopter ride over the Alliance location. The construction is just absolutely amazing, seeing all of these industries come to the area. So obviously, over the last year, the pandemic has impacted everyone as it relates to workforce. Can you speak a little bit about how the pandemic over the past year has impacted growth for all of you and what unique initiatives you're seeing from the companies that are now trying to recover or grow during this time?
Yeah, wow. I mean, what a crazy year, right? That's
a good word for it, for sure.
It was a test in all sectors. It was a test in office. It was a test in retail. It was a test in our, you know, in our ability to love our families and spend a lot of time at home. but in all seriousness, it was a test on our ability to get goods out. It was a test for our logistics people. Traditional retail, I will be as bold enough to say that I think that every sector has changed. Every sector has seen an adjustment in the way that they do business. If you look at retail, traditional retail has moved to e-commerce. Restaurants have largely added a takeout or a delivery component, and that's not going to go away. That's here to stay. Logistics, we saw logistics boom. We saw a lot of what might have been happening anyways in 4 to 5 years condensed in about a year. They had to figure those things out again. Like I mentioned before, that supply chain had to smooth out and had to turn into something that they could get the products out easily and smoothly to the people as the demand increased. So looking at the Census Bureau in preparation for today, I kind of wanted to look up these numbers. And during the pandemic, just between quarter one and quarter two, e-commerce grew by over 30% between those two quarters, where in 2019, that growth number was 2.4%.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
That's an amazing difference. And so it really says something to our ability to adjust on getting products and meeting demand.
You know, it's funny, as you mentioned, that, you know, the pandemic, I think we've all had to learn a new way of doing business. Even we as educational community, we've had to learn to pivot and transition. And, you know, we're trying to learn how to do a way of new business as well as the customers and the clients that we serve. They're all trying to figure. So it's definitely a new era, new times, and all about change. So if you could, tell us a little bit about the Hillwood culture itself and how has the core value not only of Hillwood but the community helped to align and influence the growth of Alliance Texas?
You know, I think it does, and I think it comes all the way down to Mr. Perot. I think it comes down from his people-first, people-centric philosophy. You know, our core values are integrity, respect, excellence, and teamwork. And I think that's what you see, especially in a development like Alliance Texas. We are long-term. We're here to say. We're part of the community. So when you're looking at Alliance Texas, you're looking at a development that has the future in mind. So even when it was started, you know, let's take 170, for example. Public-private partnership is how Alliance was built. And you see public-private partnership in so many of Alliance's endeavors. Well, at 170, when we had the engineering done and everything for 170, we had the future in mind for the growth of 170. We knew the growth was coming up the corridor, so the center was left open so that later we wouldn't have to come back and get more land or more property for the right-of-way to build all that. So right now, as 170 is being built in, is being built in through the middle so that we can expand that. That's knowing that you're going to stick around. That's knowing that you are part of the community, and that's knowing that you're building for the long term. Today, we're doing the same thing. Today, we know that, you know, the logistics world is changing. The movement of people and goods is changing. And that's what we're getting ready for. That's what we're future-proofing the development for, because we want Alliance Texas to last. We want it to be ready for the future. That includes, you know, the communication infrastructure. We have to be ready for technologies that we don't even know exist yet. They have to be able to communicate with each other. That infrastructure, the ability to test future technologies in different zones, different air, whether that's airfields, whether that's traffic, what have you. We have to create those regulatory environments and those even infrastructure environments so that we can prepare those technologies for the future.
Right, continue to be one step ahead.
Exactly.
You mentioned the land. Can you talk a little bit about how much land is under development currently?
Sure. So we have 27,000 acres. Now that's a number that changes quite a bit. We're generally usually about 50% complete, and that's because we purchase land. So we continue to add and grow. I mean, right now we run essentially from Fort Worth up into Denton, from Hazlett in the west over to Westlake in the east.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So you were talking a little bit about the community. How does Hillwood capture the voice of the community to gain the buy-in, especially for all of the expansion that's going on right now?
Sure. Well, I guarantee you it was much easier 30 years ago.
Sure.
That one groundhog, he was rough. But you know, today it's really about being part of the community. You know, all of our employees are, I mean, we live here. We're encouraged to be involved in the community. Even my position itself, I am part of community relations. And so I look for those opportunities. I look for those opportunities to talk and form relationships. And that's, again, coming down from Mr. Perot. He wanted relationships with not only community leaders, but the neighbors themselves, with city leaders. So we do have the town halls, and we do go out into the neighborhoods and join HOA meetings and talk about plans. And, you know, as a matter of practice, however, we do quality work, and we make sure that it's something that we're going to be proud to put our name on it, so that we know that we're not presenting something that you wouldn't like, that I would not be happy to share with you, Shannon, that I wouldn't be embarrassed of it. Right. So in those ways, it's part of the fiber of Hillwood, in that we want to share with you, because you are my neighbor. You are my community.
There you go. Sounds like community collaboration, and everyone has a voice at the table.
Exactly.
Exactly. So great segue, mentioning, obviously, you are the Vice President of External Affairs and Community Relations for Hillwood. What do you see as the greatest challenge for Alliance Texas moving forward, and how does that relate to attracting and retaining the quality talent that we need for our workforce in this region?
So I think that our greatest challenge at Alliance Texas is really the greatest challenge for Texas right now. It's growth. You know, it's coming, and it's coming because, let's face it, we're great. We are a business-friendly state. We have a great quality of life and a low cost of living. And I think those are things we've got to protect as well. And I'm not saying, you know, protect them from the people that are coming in. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we have to make sure that we have protection of our education, that we are focused on making our education better, that we're not just importing our talent, that we're home growing our talent.
That organic growth is important.
Organic growth is important. We have to be looking at that, and we have to be looking at that at every level. Our ISDs, it's from cradle to career. We have to look at our universities, our colleges. You know, let's face it, it's not just post-secondary doesn't mean a degree anymore. It can mean it's credentialing, it's skilling. You have to do something, but it doesn't have to be, you know, your four-year degree anymore. Right. It can be a lot more things.
Exactly. So another great segue then, because I have been interviewing quite a few employers, and I always like to ask this question pertaining to community colleges, because obviously we are Tarrant County Community College. How have you partnered with TCC or other educational venues in the region so far as it relates to the workforce and economic development programs, even including, obviously, at Alliance, the aviation program? Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. TCC actually has been a great partner. So you mentioned aviation. We have you have recognized certification programs in not only avionics and transportation management, but also logistics and supply chain management, warehouse management. And so what we like to do is really marry the two, our relationships with our companies at Alliance, the 533 companies at Alliance, and our relationships with TCC. We like to marry those two, and we like to make sure that they are, that the awareness is there, that that communication is there, that they know that TCC is a resource, that they can customize the training that they need. And certainly now with the new way of movement of people and goods, that's going to come even more important as we design curriculums to fill those needs in the future.
Exactly.
And there's one great example that I would love to give you, Shannon.
Sure.
When I first started at Hillwood, GE Locomotive had come to town. And they were looking at Alliance. And this was the first time that locomotives would have ever been built outside of Erie, Pennsylvania. And as their building was being built at Alliance, they partnered with TCC to develop the curriculum on how to build trains outside of Pennsylvania. And that's an incredible feat, because if you think about it, not only are you doing the mechanical, okay, how do you build trains, but you're also building a culture. You're also building a team. They don't have a building there, right? They don't have a history of building trains. They have a partner, TCC, and essentially a parking lot where you get to meet and,
very,
you know,
homegrown from
build
scratch.
A culture. That's right. So,
and that's what customized learning development is all about, for
that's
certain.
Right.
So, well, that's wonderful. We really enjoy having the partnership with Hillwood and the entire Alliance area, working with all of the companies in that particular region. So I would say, from your perspective, of the 533 companies in particular that we're talking about, I mean, I know I've been going out and visiting with some of these companies and organizations, but from your perspective, what are some of the things that you're seeing as it pertains to some of the specific jobs that are going to be in high demand for Hillwood Alliance moving forward?
I think that what we're seeing is a lot of automation. And I think one of the misconceptions about automation is that automation means no people. I think what automation means is that there's a higher skill set involved because of the design, the instruction required in order to have that done. So every sector that's represented in Alliance, from retail to hospitality, financial services, medical, warehouse, logistics, all of those are going to advance in some way. Automation, different skill set, autonomous vehicles. What we're seeing a lot, especially with MIS, is that efficiency, the efficiency in logistics, the efficiency in transportation, and that requires, you know, different skill set. That requires knowledge of technology, a knowledge of digital communication. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing that that's the wave of the future. That's where people are going to need to concentrate on, and we're going to need to develop curriculum in
exactly.
order to grow that skill set.
Yeah, from an academic standpoint or from an institution of higher education, it's really key for not only the community colleges, but the universities to be involved in those conversations, because it's no longer us developing the curriculum without the voice of the employer. It's actually quite vice versa. Now it's us engaging with the employers to listen to what they need so we can then go back and design not only what they need today, but what they're going to need tomorrow.
Absolutely agree. And I like those open forum discussions. I've researched kind of a lot of these programs across the nation. There's different groups like that can be industry-led panels that will even include the ISDs, even include an elementary level all the way up, that will sit down and they design curriculums together. And some of the groups that we look at will include awareness in that. So maybe your third grade curriculum doesn't include autonomous vehicle driving,
right. But
it does.
It may soon.
But it'll include the awareness of it. It includes, you know, the awareness that there's other career paths that exist that aren't, you know, your standard doctor, lawyer, police, fire, which are fantastic. And I'm not saying anything against those. I'm just saying that there's a broad world out there that you need to educate from an early age all of the possibilities that are available to our kids, and educate their families as well, so that they know that there's more than one path to a career.
Right. It's almost different from when you and I were kids, right? When people would say, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? We could kind of determine what we wanted to be when we grew up. But now it's almost a silly question to ask a five-year-old what they want to be when they grow up, because 9 times out of 10, the jobs that they'll have when they grow up don't exist today. So no one knows.
That's right.
So obviously, Hillwood has taken a huge leadership in the development of this region. And I'm just curious to know, from your perspective, what value-added lessons can you share as it relates to the success of Alliance? And what would be maybe 2 or 3 leadership skills that you think are important to this growth and everything that you're doing at Alliance?
Well, listen, public-private partnership. Silos don't do it alone. Collaboration, working together, each piece brings something, right? They have their strengths and they have their own struggles. The private, same. So when we team up and we work together, we bring those strengths and we bring different perspectives to be able to see where our blind spots are. So if you look at Alliance, it's a perfect example of what can happen when you layer on, time and time again, public-private partnership. Collaboration, listening, discussion. I think if you are open to ideas, open to other perspectives, and you take down those walls, you take down those silos, I think a lot can get done. Also, if you don't care who gets credit, a lot can get done.
That has a lot to do with it. I always say in this business, no person, no entity is an island in the area of workforce and economic development.
Absolutely. So. Especially, look at us, especially the way that Texas is growing right now. If we want to continue in this trajectory and be the greatest state that we know we are, that's what we have to do. We have to open it up and say, okay, how do we maintain this? How do we maintain this quality of life, this low cost, this business friendly, and this workforce, this quality of workforce, so that we can continue to attract such great businesses.
And talent, absolutely. So, well, Mercedes, just to close out here a little bit, what are some future goals of Hillwood that you might want to share with us that will impact our regional workforce and economic development efforts moving forward?
Yeah, I think our future goals are just that. Our future goals are to, continue to build out Alliance Texas, but make it future ready. I think our goals are continue to be innovators, and the movement of goods and people. And I can't say that enough. We want to innovate. We want to be on the cutting edge of that and bring the future starting in Texas and bring it to the rest of the world. I think that Texas is uniquely positioned to do that with our location, with our business climate, with our government, with our educational leaders like you, Shannon. I think we're uniquely positioned to work together and lead the nation and the rest of the world in what tomorrow looks like.
I would agree with you. There's a world of things happening here right now. Definitely innovative and moving forward. So any additional closing comments you would like to add, Mercedes, before we finish up today?
Alliance Texas is an employment center, and it's crucial that an alignment between the goals of business and educational leaders be in place to ensure that a qualified workforce is developed for our future.
Indeed. Well, Mercedes, thank you so much for being my guest today on the Workforce Lens. We really appreciate having you here and having Hillwood represented, and we look forward to what the future brings and watching all of the growth in the area. So again, thank you so much, and to our guest today, and all of the folks out there listening, we look forward to seeing you on the next edition of the Workforce Lens.
Thank you, Shannon.